Live from the Scoop MG Podcast Studio Headquarters, The Cliff Robinson Show. The Cliff Robinson Show.
Hey guys, what's going on? We are back on this thing here, going to talk about a few things. My name is Cliff Robinson, along with Mario.
Afternoon.
How's it going over there, Mario?
Well, well, well. Good to see you today, Cliff.
My pleasure, man. Great to see you. Great to see anybody at this point, man. It's just a wonderful thing out here. Hey, man, we got a few things we got to talk about. And, you know, I just want to thank all the folks who have actually tuned in to this podcast, the Scoop, the Entertainment Source podcast. Of course, your host is Cliff Robinson along with Mario. The numbers are just going out of this world, man. And we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. Okay, which is brought to you by Scoop the Entertainment Source publication. Let's get into it. There's a few things we want to talk about that coming right from the publication. You can go there at scoopmg.com, and hit the get my copy now, and you see all of this stuff that we're going to be talking about, okay? But let's get a few things out of the way, okay? Now, what Bow Wow, is he going back on the BET as a host?
He's back.
And what is that? What is that? What is the dating series? What is that all about?
Well, they're gonna the former host of 106 Park, Mr. BET, they call him Bow Wow.
Okay.
He's gonna be hosting a new show. Producers, I think Tiffany Lee Williams, and they're going to come out with a little, a singles party type of ordeal that Bow Wow is going to be hosting.
Okay. So. Happy after happiness. Yes. Well, you've been married now, you're getting a divorce or whatever, and your mate is going to come back and try to tell you how to rectify the situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Bow Wow says this is his dream job now. He's going to try to take over BET.
Wow. let's hope the brother take it over, man, because he deserves it, man. He's been around ever since he was a little youngster, man.
Yeah, he's had some longevity in that thing. So good luck to Bow Wow and BET on that venture.
The new show, when is the new show going to start? Have it started already?
No.
No, it haven't started yet?
No.
But for the most part, it's going to be on BET, right?
Yep.
All right. Good deal, man. While we're down in Atlanta, man, I think Bow Wow is from Atlanta.
Yep. Hotlanta.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about Atlanta. let me go to another one. Let me go to something else, okay? Tammy.
Ooh, yeah.
The Basketball Wives.
Yep. Miss Tammy's unhappy. She's saying they betrayed her a little bit.
The producer?
Yeah. She's saying that Shani and I want to say the other young lady, who they all started at about the same time, except Shani. And all three of them kind of started it up. And what she's saying is it's toxic. They've been, you know.
She probably toxic. Well, maybe not. She'll not say that because I watched the movie that she's on right now. Yeah. I like her.
She's got stability.
Yeah.
She's been out there for quite some time. And she's saying that, you know, they were editing her parts to make her look bad.
Ooh.
Out of 8 seasons.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what's going on there. She's I don't think she's going to return.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, there is a movie, not a movie, but a series that she's in right now. So she's doing fairly well. Also, she's dealing with a few physical issues as well. Is that
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. She's been dealing with those physical things for quite some time.
Yeah. Ever since she was a kid or something like that. You know, being an overweight when she's not overweight and all those good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she's trying to get a little bit of help for that. But for the most part, The Basketball Wives, and you go there to scoopmg.com. You can read the whole story along with Bow Wow.
Yep.
Episode as well. Now this one that really, really shocked me. Jasmine Sullivan.
Ah, yeah.
Now, Patty thought that this young, assumed
yeah.
that this young lady really didn't like her. Said that, actually she said that she hated her.
Yeah.
She was hurt and feeling some kind of way about that.
Yeah, it was a total misunderstanding.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the misunderstanding?
The young lady was super nervous.
Okay.
Every time she got around Patty, she couldn't speak. She couldn't do anything. And Patty was like, hey, baby. Hi, baby. And she wouldn't say anything. So Patty thought she hated her.
Mm-hmm.
Totally misconstrued. She loves Miss LaBelle. And she was just scared.
Yeah. Jasmine's, what, she's 35. Patty is about 78,
yeah.
give or take. Yeah. I would be nervous. I don't yeah. blame her. You know, she's been around for...
Patty
time.
Is Patty.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be nervous
yeah.
though.
I would
see
nervous
that
as well.
No,
yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah. No, if I was her, if I was 35 years old, meeting a 70-year-old lady, I mean a person that been around for years, and man, she got a lot of a body of work out there. So you know,
yeah.
I can see that, you know. Going on
and
her.
She's influenced a lot of people whom I did not know other than reading this in the Scoop magazine mm-hmm. about some things about Patty. So
yeah it's worth I think you guys should go there and read the rest of the story there as well.
Most definitely. We'll give you a little bit. We won't give it to you all.
No, we don't have time for all of this stuff, man. Not only that, you're going to get a lot of other things from the Scoop MG website. Just go there, click on, hey, get me a copy right now. You can read all of these things. Not only that, you can see a lot of our advertisers there that are going to give you some good deals on their stuff as well, you know, from selling cars to lawyers, doctors, dentists, folks that are doing quite well. We're going to take a short pause for the calls. We'll be right back in a second.
Scoop Business and Entertainment Source is a free tabloid-sized magazine. Scoop Business and Entertainment Source provides its readers with the hottest business and entertainment news, sports and health news, horoscopes, monthly profiles on successful African-American businesses, and much more. For more information, call 317-475-0615 or visit scoopmg.com.
Well, I tell you, guys, welcome back. We had, in the state of Indiana... supposed to be the largest expo, Black Expo.
Yep.
Did anybody go and see that? Turn your mic on, producer.
We have our
Tyron. He wanted to say producer. Something about it.
No, I didn't go to the expo. I was out of town.
Okay, what do you think about it? Yeah, I know you had some thoughts about it.
Well, I mean, I just think that numbers are going down.
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, man. Wonder why.
I mean, I don't know. It's just the people they're bringing in is not like it was. It's just not like it was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Wow. What do you think the cause of that? The promoters are not in tune with,
I think, with
the consumers, or?
How can I say it? Like the people that's in charge.
Oh, whoa, okay. Well, come to say that, I think the person that is in charge now is not going to be in charge from what I hear. Is that the same thing?
I've been hearing that.
So maybe it's going to get better. What do you think?
I hope so, because this year with the Classics, there will not be a football game.
I know.
No football game?
No, and that's the whole point of a Classic, is to have a football game.
Right.
Oh, wow. What does that do to the HBs?
They're going to have plenty of battle bands, yeah. And they're going to have a lot of stepping going on with the Greek fraternities and sororities.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to cut the... Yeah, it's all about the football game, but... It's not about the football game. So they changed it. So who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll see what happened. Thanks, my friend. We'll see what happened with the expo. You know, that's used to be for the largest African-American event.
Yeah, in the Midwest.
As a gathering outdoor.
It
expo.
Used to be something that everybody would want to come, I mean, from miles around.
Yeah.
And come and... You know, see, and I miss the vendors, the way it used to be, a lot of vendors, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of history, but that has kind of gone away.
Do you think that they are in touch with the community in terms of really in touch with?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I've heard that a lot.
Oh, yeah. You have to come back and see what the people want,
yeah.
Your community wants. And I think they've strayed away from the community
yeah.
a bit.
Wow. So. Yeah. So they're going after the corporate dollars more so, and not the guys that actually. Well, if you take the venues, just put it like this: you have the venues, the vendors, should I say,
mm-hmm.
that are actually buying space in that convention hall.
Yes.
All right. They need folks to come there and purchase their product, right?
Yes.
So they are out of touch with the consumer to get them in there for those vendors.
Correct.
But the vendors is not benefiting from those consumers walking through the door.
Right.
They need to fix that, right?
All right.
Well, we'll see what happens. Back to the Patti LaBelle show. Back to the Patti thing. I just wanted to throw that out because it was there. It was in July, and the outdoors concert did very well. But back to Patti. I'm so happy that Patti, wasn't getting hated on, or the young lady didn't like
her. Yeah, she's a staple in our not only just music, but she's like somebody's, you know, now, like, I won't say grandma, but everybody looks up to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's put on a lot of people. Again, I didn't know the story of her and Elton John and. Mm-hmm. That Luther used to make her clothes or sell her clothes.
Wow.
When she was in the group, the LaBelles. So I found a lot of deep history on her. And other than her and, of course, the Queen of Soul, that's who we roll with. You know, that's who we have.
All that information is in Scoop Magazine. All right. Wow, Crystal Smith filed for divorce from Nino.
You surprised?
Well, she said that she's making babies outside of the marriage, man. So what's the scoop on that?
Yeah, they allegedly he's been doing this for quite some time. He just happened to have a youngster out of this one, and she's fed up.
Wow. They've been married since 2016. They have three kids. So
three.
Wow, I hate to see that happen. That's not good. That's not good. But you know, did she catch him?
I don't know. Neo's pretty good. I haven't seen, like, he's not out there like Chris Brown or, you know, they don't put his stuff out there. But apparently, he wasn't covering it up as well as he should have been.
Well, just like Tyrone Davis, if you didn't see me, didn't touch me, it wasn't me. So maybe she touched him and found out that it was him. But what is going to happen to his career after this?
Nothing's going to happen to his career. It's going to boost his career. Now, what's going to happen to his money is something else.
Wow.
Because I'm sure he's going to have to pay these court fees and costs.
And he should. He should. He got three kids, man. You know, that's you got to take care of the kids.
It's going to be cheaper to keep her.
Yeah. Well, seemed like she's on the ropes there, man, and want to get out of it. We'll see what happened. Just go to scoopmg.com. Click on the button, read the whole story. Okay. See a picture of him in the whole nine yards. Now, this was really going to shock me, man. Okay. A little bit outside of the realm of entertainment, but actually never would have thought that Condoleezza Rice was actually involved with sports on any kind of way.
Yep.
Huh? Did you?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I did not.
Found out her father was a football coach.
Football coach, yeah.
So she... did you have that? You have a copy?
Yeah,
that?
She now is dealing with the Denver Broncos. She is, and what I did learn, and you can go check this out in Scoop, as well, as that she also is already involved in sports. She is partners with a few people. She has a stake in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she's already been doing some things, and now she's joined the group. That's going for ownership or actually owns the Denver Broncos. So that is awesome. I know we don't know much about her, but she's been doing a lot.
Yeah. She says she spent most of her time as a youngster, man, a father in the game, so you know, I can understand. I
definitely
that.
Know she probably knows the X's and O's of the game.
Yeah, and she is the smartest person that I, you know.
Yeah, we don't say much about her, but yeah. I think she should start getting some of her. You know, we need to start giving her some of her flowers as well.
Absolutely, I like her. Yeah. It was George Bush, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He used to call her Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. All right, man. Thanks, man. Again, scoopmg.com. Go there. Also, Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day Shift, man.
Yeah.
Vampire. What are they doing?
It's a vampire movie, hood, L.A. type style. It's
Yeah, okay.
LA-ish. It's got a lot of LA vibe into it. The music is nice. I like the background music, a lot of Ice Cube and LA music. You know, it has its own funk type of music. So and you know what?
Who is the producer? Who is that coming from?
Netflix.
Okay.
It's Netflix. Gotcha. And I was surprised to see Snoop, his acting is getting a little better.
Hmm.
I will give him that. It was a different type of person he kind of played to me,
sure.
In a way. So I would say if you don't have anything to do, it's a you and the family night, check it out type of movie.
Okay.
You don't have anything to do. Jamie Foxx is, of course, Jamie Foxx. And I think he had something to do with the production of it and you know, stuff like that.
I'm sure he did. Sure. August the 12th is that when it was released?
Yeah.
And have you really?
Yeah, I watched it about 2-3 nights ago.
Oh, okay. So those are the things that we like to talk about, man. In Scoop, the Entertainment Source publication, we don't get into a lot of who killed what, who did what. We want to give you something to read about in terms of entertainment type stuff. Okay, so go to scoopmg.com. Hit the button. All you got to do is just say click there. You're going to pop up and you can just say, give me the copy. You give me a copy of it and you'll get a copy of the Scoop publication. It comes out once a month. And we are the largest in the Midwest in terms of tabloid size publication. It's actually free to the consumers, if you will. We've been around for roughly about 20 plus years. And it could absolutely say that we've never missed a publishing date since we started this thing. So, of course, my name is Cliff Robinson along with Mario, and this is a short one. We'll be back again, hopefully very soon, next week, and talk to you guys a little bit more. And we're going to talk to you guys a little bit later, okay?